you over.
Step up a minute. The show started. What, are you looking at me like I'm from another planet?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
There you go. No, I mean, I can hear you. You're just not over the music.
Okay, I see. The music was up. You can adjust that in your headphones. You know?
I guess I could.
You have the adjustment of program and me and you.
Wow.
And if you didn't choose to have me at, like, next to no volume, so I wouldn't annoy you, you'd be able to hear what I was saying. I'm sitting across from you. You could lip read.
There weren't a microphone in front of your face.
This is Ben Gillette. We're in Las Vegas, Nevada. The man I'm talking to, the man that has me so low in his cans that he can't hear me, is Michael Goudeau. See the one that says Pen? Says Pen. You can hit that button.
I can hear you in my earmuffs.
You can turn it up. Lots to talk about today. 866-313-FREE. 866-313-FREE 3733. I think we're going to talk about Wiccans.
We are?
We don't usually talk about Wiccans. You know, we usually talk about atheists. But today, the atheists have moved ahead of the Wiccans. We found a group of people whose religious beliefs are more hated than the atheists. This is a Las Vegas news. As you know, we're talking to New York and Chicago and D.C. and points in between, Detroit,
yeah,
San Francisco.
The only thing we care about, those Vegas news.
The only thing we care about is Vegas. That's where we live. And there is a Veterans Memorial in...
Northern Nevada Veterans Memorial Cemetery.
Yeah.
In Fernley.
Where is it?
Fernley, 34 miles east of Reno.
Wow, that's middle of nowhere.
That's nowhere.
Right, and that is the only veteran cemetery where prostitution is legal. You can actually get a hooker and go out and bang her on a headstone. It's one of the few. One of the only places in the United States of America where it's legal to bang a hooker on a headstone isn't that right? In Ferndale, what's it called?
Fernley.
Fernley. Formerly Ferndale, now Fernley. And they have a veterans memorial there for all the veterans,
sure.
That's the word I was going for, who have died in service in Iraq. Is it a new one?
Yeah, this is Nevada National Guard Sergeant Patrick Stewart, that gave his life for his country when the Chinook helicopter he was flying was shot down in Afghanistan.
So
he's a Wiccan.
He's a Wiccan.
He's a Wiccan.
Which is a witch. That's the word, really, isn't it?
I guess.
I mean, so when I think of Wiccan, I think of Samantha Stevens on Bewitched, Elizabeth Montgomery. I also think of Sabrina.
Okay.
Sabrina, Samantha. I think you have to have a name starting with S to be a witch. Samina, at least on TV.
Well, this is Patrick Stewart, so.
Right. Yeah, actually.
It's not the actor.
it's Sally Patrick Stewart. You use his middle name.
All right.
And he's Wiccan. He's a witch. Now, they don't like to use the word witch. That's considered an insult.
I guess.
It's called, like calling a Christian a Christard. It's just not considered
not good.
Completely
wow.
And utterly polite. But I call them witches because we have found out here that we have a religious group that we can trash with no fear of any repercussions. These people don't even have the power in their religion to die for their country and get a symbol.
They're not allowed to.
All they want is he wants a pentacle.
He wants a five-pointed star enclosed in a circle on his tombstone.
Yeah, that's all he wants. He wants a five-pointed star. And I think if you've died for your... What's that?
That's what his wife wants. It's unfortunately he's dead.
Yeah, so he had on his dog tags, it said Wiccan.
Yes.
His dog tags, which he wears around her neck. She still wears... She wears his dog tags around her neck.
Okay.
I guess he was a warlock, right? No, they're Wiccans.
This has really gotten complicated. I didn't do enough research on Wiccans this morning.
All they want is to have a five-pointed star
on his tombstone, pedigree. And they won't let him.
And they won't let him have that because it's not. And I'm looking at the
list.
It's
not officially approved.
I went to the Veterans Memorial website where they have everything you can do. You can have a Christian cross, of course, the Buddhist Wheel of Righteousness, Hebrew Star of David. Those are all pretty obvious, Greek Orthodox cross. And then you get down to the cool ones.
Right.
And there are some very cool ones. Like the Mormons has a guy blowing a trumpet.
Nice.
Pretty cool. You didn't think the last word of that sentence was going to be trumpet.
No, I did not.
But it's a guy blowing a trumpet. And
and you're not speaking euphemistically, are you?
Not at all. No,
it's actually a trumpet.
It may not be a trumpet. Maybe an English horn.
Okay.
I mean, it's long. I don't think it has vowels
on
it. A
long, skinny one, huh?
But then the real excited one, and the Baha'i, the nine-pointed star is allowed, and atheists... They have their symbol.
We have a symbol?
We sure do.
It's
an old-fashioned symbol of the atom.
Right,
you know, I don't know what it's an atom of. What has one, two, three? What has three electrons? Do you know?
No.
Me neither.
Hydrogen, helium, and then whatever's after that.
And then it has an A in the middle for American Atheist, I think.
Okay.
I think. All right. Or probably the way people see us for asshole. But anyway, it says it right there, big A. Then you have the Muslim, which is the crescent star, and the Hindu, which is indecipherable, of course, and the Konko Kyo faith, which I don't know what that is, and then probably one of the coolest that you could have. As a matter of fact, if I were killed in battle, you might consider, you won't be asked, but you might talk to my wife, you might consider doing the Atheist logo.
Right.
Of course, the chances of me being killed in battle are pretty slim. But the battle lines could keep being put. If Bush keeps losing the war in Iraq, the front line could get to Nevada,
get
I suppose.
To Vegas.
And the Community of Christ has a an outline of a woman in a skirt sitting with a lion and a lamb.
Nice.
It's pretty cool. That looks cool. Like it's very aristocratic. Very aristocratic. And then my favorite one of all of them is the United Moravian Church, the United
okay,
Moravian
right.
Church.
Yeah.
Maybe a Moravian will call in. Wouldn't that be cool? Because I have no idea what the Moravians believe. But and I could find out in a second by doing a Google search, but I'm just too lazy. United Moravian Church has a goat carrying a flag.
Nice.
If you die and you say on your dog tags that you're a United Moravian Church,
you can get a goat carrying a flag.
And I think of all the ones I see here, I'm going to look through the rest of them. It's really important. I don't know if the Soka Gakkai International USA. No,
But you would think there would be more Wiccans than some of these down at the bottom of the list here, wouldn't you?
I would think so. I mean, I would think that anybody would be happy with a goat carrying a flag. I think that that should be the default setting.
Right.
You know, they have a goat carrying a flag. I think is a goat also male? Because this one has horns. Is that a ram?
The goats can have horns either way, either sex.
But a ram is a male goat.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What sound does that? The other day I was reading to Moxie,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And I was reading this book, and as you know, the horse goes neigh, and
yeah.
A picture of a horse, and I go neigh, and I go moo, you
right.
Know, and chicken quack quack quack,
mm-hmm.
And duck quack. Then it came to a goat, and I'm pointing to the goat, and I said to Moxie, "What sound does a goat make?" And then I realized that I didn't know.
It's like a sheep.
Bah?
Yeah.
Meh. But I mean,
low.
Traditionally.
Low, kind of low.
Bah.
Traditionally, yes.
Bah. If you're reading a children's book to your child,
you
what
go,
sound
bah.
Does a goat make?
Bah.
Okay, smarty pants. What sound does a honey badger make?
You know what?
Honey
boron.
Badger.
Boron is the one with the three electrons, okay? Just back off.
Why?
I have the info. I'm just trying to make you look smarter.
Okay. Boron? So the atheists have their symbol is boron?
Yes, because it rhymes with moron. We've just been entirely screwed by the U.S. government. We didn't even know it. We chose, oh, that one, three electrons. Oh, boron. That's perfect.
I think that we should petition the American government on behalf of the brave servicemen and see if we could just, if the atheists could just team on to the United Moravian Church and have a goat, a ram with a flag. What sound does boron make? What if I see three, if I'm showing my
that's
daughter.
Not even, that's an antiquated symbol of an atom. It's not even accurate.
Right.
It's just we've gone off our off the deep end here.
I know, but I think you're talking about a symbol. You're
okay.
Not talking about,
yes.
You know, so you can use, it's a symbol of free thought and scientific thinking, and that's where they went with it.
Okay.
But it's not nearly.
It's a nice drawing.
It's a nice drawing, but it's not nearly as sexy. The goat is carrying the flag. I mean, the goat is, for those of you who don't know, a goat is a four-legged creature. And it's walking on three legs, and is the fourth leg is holding the flag. And I don't know what flag it is. What flag has a cross right in the middle? Is that
a lot of them.
A lot of them?
That's
like Swiss or something?
It's actually an ancient one. It's about 3,000 years old. And it's been used to symbolize repression for about 3,000 years.
A cross?
Yeah, that specific cross. I'm trying to remember. St. Andrew's. I believe it's the St. Andrew's cross.
No, that's St. Andrew's
yeah,
cross.
That's right. That's the sign you made. Yes, St. Andrew's is also the Confederate flag.
But this one is
the basis for
this is horizontal and vertical.
Well, that would be a regular cross then.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Is that the Swiss cross or something?
Yeah.
You knew the Confederate flag thing.
I knew the Confederate flag.
And you knew boron.
I'm from Louisiana. I'm from Baton Rouge.
So you know all about the War of Northern Aggression.
I do.
Is that what you called it when you were growing up?
That's right.
The War
I want
of Northern...
reparations. I'm looking for money. My family suffered through the war down there. So
they did? Were your family rebels?
I would assume so. I didn't actually do that work.
Yeah.
I didn't.
See, we don't know.
It doesn't matter that much to me.
I want to, the most interesting thing here And this, believe me, something will be interesting if we keep knocking around here. On this list, number 36 is the Khanda religion. But number 97, which they, I don't know why that goes to 34, 35, 36, 97.
Right.
Is the Christian Scientist cross and crown. And what's interesting is where it shows the symbol, it says not shown because of copyrights. Pretty cool. And 98 is Muslim, Islamic five-pointed star. Islamic five-pointed star. You just tip it different. It's the Wiccan and not shown because of copyright. So the Muslims have a copyright and a five-pointed star? It's
yeah.
just it's that's just crazy.
That's a good lawyer.
So there's
there.
Only a very good lawyer. There's only 36, 37, 38 of them. Although the last two are labeled 97, 98, which might be a mistake. This is a government site, so everything is undoubtedly screwed up. But it's there you go. So I would think, did anybody call in? 866-313-FREE. I would like anybody to call
in. Well, we have Adam calling in to
correct
me.
Does he know anything about...
No. He's just calling to say that actually lithium has five electrons. Or boron has five electrons.
You were
lithium
just
has
bluffing.
Three. I was bluffing. Now that I've looked it up, I realize that, no, it's lithium has three electrons.
So lithium is the symbol for the atheist?
Yeah,
lithium?
That's better. Yeah.
Isn't lithium some sort of...
yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Psychotropic drug?
Mm-hmm.
We would like to have someone call in who is a Wiccan. Would that be cool?
That would be cool.
That'd be very cool. Or I'm much more interested, really, in the United Moravian Church. Because do they believe that goats can carry flags? Is that part of their real religion? I don't know. It's a beautiful symbol. If you want to look up the symbol of, I mean, it's not as beautiful as going to shock absorber, you know. Then we have a woman write in and say she went to.
She actually bought one of the bras.
So see, we're also helping commerce.
From the UK, yes, we're selling sports bras from the UK.
Sports bras from the UK. Which is the name of my band, originally. My 80s band was called Sport. We all had mullets dyed blue. Paul McCartney. Did you read the news about Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney
arrived at Prince Edward Island last night. He plans to land on an ice floe,
yeah.
and play with baby seals to protest the annual seal hunt there.
Isn't that Newfoundland?
That's right off Newfoundland. This is what bothers me. I think this may be my fault. Animal rights activists are pleased at his appearance,
right.
as are millions of music lovers delighted by the juxtaposition in their heads of the words "Club to Death" and Paul McCartney.
He's going to play with baby
he's
seals.
He's
going to
go play with the baby seals, you know.
What instruments do baby play seals play?
Exactly. What he's really happy about
right.
is he thinks it's very unlikely that a baby seal who's skinned alive will bust him on his grammar. That's what he thinks. Here's what I'm worried about. I'm worried this is retaliation.
You think it's conspiracy?
Because as the most famous Newfoundlander in Las Vegas. You think I am?
Possibly.
Most famous Newfoundlander in Las Vegas?
The only one that would admit it.
Yeah. I think maybe I've spoken out against his grammar in Live and Let Die.
Right.
And I think maybe Paul McCartney wants to punish me, so he's punishing all my people. It's reparations. Reparations for Penn's tirade
right.
on Live and Let Die. He has gone on an ice floe to play with baby seals. I guess baby seals were the only two people he could find less competent to play with than George Harrison and Ringo Starr. At least the baby seals don't speed up during one drum fill. At least, you know, George Martin is going to be able to take the baby seal yelps and paste them together to make as good a guitar solo as George Harrison. That's his thinking. So Paul McCartney doesn't like baby seals. Now, Paul McCartney has $1 billion, right?
Yes.
He's the first entertainer to make $1 billion.
Okay.
I think Bob Hope had $1 billion, but it was in, like, real estate and stuff. Paul McCartney, you know.
$1 billion in cash in his wallet.
He has a billion in cash in his wallet.
You should invest that somewhere.
You just made up boron?
Yes,
you
did.
Just
I'm sorry.
It's pretty good.
I like the moron joke.
Yeah.
What can I say?
You just made up boron. And you just figured that I wouldn't know, and you were right. Helium,
lithium.
Hydrogen.
It's lithium.
Lithium.
Lithium has three
so
electrons.
So lithium is the symbol for atheism? Anyway, back to Paul McCartney. Was I saying something about Paul McCartney?
I don't know. I'm looking up the Moravian Church.
But he has $1 billion.
$1 billion.
Let me say that again. I'm going to say like Carl Sagan. $1 billion. A billion with a B dollars. Okay.
Right.
That's more money than you and I have put together.
Right.
$1 billion. Now, he is going to go up there and stop the clubbing of baby seals, which is mostly Inuits.
By showing up.
By showing up, yeah. Because you don't want to club a baby seal in front of Paul McCartney. Also, I mean, if you're a baby seal clubber, you know,
yeah.
If you're like an Inuit who lives on ice floes, I guess they don't live on ice floes, but goes to ice floes often and lives in that,
probably
and
not
some like
a lot of money.
Liverpudlian jive
billionaire.
Guy, billionaire is standing there. What's to stop them from clubbing him to death?
Why doesn't he just replace their income?
Oh, he's got $1 billion.
He's got $1 billion. I bet the interest on it is more than they make.
I always like when you can follow my train of thought better than me. That's where I was going with the $1 billion. Why doesn't he set up some sort of industry up there?
A trust fund.
And just say to all the people, if you're a baby seal clubber right now, I'll pay you the money you'd make.
You know? I'll give you $60 for every baby seal you kiss.
Yeah, kiss the baby seal.
Instead of hitting them, if you kiss them, I'll pay you whatever it would have cost for the seal.
Also, if you're talking, I mean, this is the whole thing.
I need video verification.
That's the problem they could, for every snapshot they took of a baby seal, I don't know. He could find some way to do that. This could be done with money, but he wants government to do it instead.
With Sharpies, you can run up and
draw
your name on the seal.
We kill a lot of animals, you know, and if you say, I mean, the only reason Paul McCartney's more upset about baby seals than chickens is because baby seals are cuter, right?
Right.
It is just, what's that science called?
Neoteny.
It's that neoteny science, right, which is the study of why things look cute. And Paul McCartney, I guess, would be under that study for why he looked cute for 18 months in 1964. And then he started looking like that droopy eye and stuff or something wrong. But, I mean, in 1964...
I think it was the lithium.
Paul McCartney was very cute.
Right.
Very cute. And now, you know...
Big eyes, stubby arms.
Yeah. Big arms, a little bit clumsy. Big eyes. And centered, you know, in the middle of his head. That one
forehead.
Eye kind of droops. Sylvester Stallone and Paul McCartney, they kind of share the same droopy eye thing, don't they? And he was very cute. And I think the only reason... I mean, I have nothing against stopping this kind of... horrible cruelty, but it's only on the cute things. And I think if Paul McCartney is going to go out for cute things, I should be going out for things that just aren't that cute. I should be like protecting spiders, scorpions.
That's
right. Yeah. I mean, I just don't understand why, because you've got pincers on your face that crush grasshoppers, you should be less entitled to Paul McCartney riding on your ice floe and playing with you than if you're a really cute baby seal. Is there anything really cuter than baby seals?
You ever seen a baby dolphin?
Not as cute as seals.
They are. They're like tiny swimming footballs. They're so cute.
But, I mean, a baby seal has that big face.
They are a little fuzzy and everything.
They look more like Bruce Valanche than baby dolphins.
Okay.
They're much, much, much cuter. We want to hear from a Wiccan.
Right.
Or anybody involved at all or knows anything about...
We have a couple of calls from pagans who want to talk about Wiccans, but I'm sure that's just bad-mouthing them behind
their backs. I think pagans are the same. Neo-pagans are Wiccans. They're the same.
Well, we should take a break first.
We'll take a break first, and we'll be back. 866-313-FREE, 3733. Free to talk about neo-pagans, Wiccans, and the United Moravian Church, which believes that... Moravian believes that goats can carry flags. Paul McCartney, cut it out. Go, go, go.
You can talk now. Stop snapping.
Am I loud enough in your headphones now, Mr.
Paul? I don't dare touch it during the show. It could go off. That would be the end of my...
I looked on the web during our break, and a lot of people don't like the idea that the atheist symbol is lithium.
Well, it's just an antidepressant, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that's good for us.
I think it's really good.
We're a cheery bunch.
It's a very cheery bunch.
And perhaps just the symbol will do that.
Yeah, maybe.
And also someone wrote in and said koala bears are cuter than baby seals.
Oh, man. So I should start clubbing koala bears? Is that what you're saying?
No. No.
I think koala bears probably are cuter. And koala bears are also mean, right?
They apparently, yeah. I think
really
they bite.
Mean.
I think they bite.
Yeah, I think that's really cool.
The good news is they're not very fast, so if a koala's chasing you, you have a good chance of getting away.
Baby seals are pretty safe, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
McCartney's going to be great if he loses a finger to a Navy SEAL.
Well, didn't his wife lose a leg to a landmine?
Oh, I don't know.
I think she did.
I stay out of their private life.
I think it would be, I just happen to know that he in bed, he calls her Stumpy. I mean, that's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not. Maybe I just made that up. I don't know. I never know what I make up and what's real. Any Wiccans on the line for us?
Christians have a big thing against Wicca, apparently. This is someone, Ken sent this in.
Okay, read it to us.
He says there's no true religion. He thinks that the Christians think that the Wiccans are worshiping the devil. There's no true religion that worships the Christian devil. That's what he says. Right,
well, there's
there.
No
that's...
true religion. What do you mean true religion? How does he define true religion?
I don't think he does.
There must be some religion somewhere that worships the Christian devil. It's cool, though. It's really cool to believe.
Well, again, yes, exactly, to accept that whole...
To accept the whole Christian thing and then be on the other side.
The bad guy.
Have we got some phone calls to 866-313-FREE? That's 3733?
Yes, we have a few.
Okay.
Why don't we talk to Mike on line 12?
Hey, Mike, you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Never better, boss. How are you?
I'm just dandy. Hey, let me start off by saying I love your show.
Thanks, man.
I love your Showtime series. Everything is great, and someday I will come to Las Vegas and see your stage show.
Good, thank you.
Yeah.
That was it? That was all you calling about? No. He's a neo-pagan druid, it says.
Are you a neo-pagan druid?
I am. I'm a neo-pagan druid there's an organization called ADF, which is basically, it's a religious organization where we try to... use scholarship to find out what our ancestors believed and to kind of translate that into a modern-day belief system.
What does ADF stand for?
It stands for Arnriac Féin, which is it's an Irish word meaning our own druidry.
Our own druidry. Well, why don't you define each of those words for us? We know what neo, the prefix, means, but what's paganist and what's druid?
Okay, paganistic belief is... generally, when you're speaking to a Christian says that pagan is anybody who doesn't believe in the Christian God,
that's me,
or the various derivations thereof. To a pagan, being a pagan means finding your own path, finding the spiritual worship that's right for you, regardless of what other people say you should believe or whatever. It's basically just it's a way to kind of get in touch with your own belief of what the divine is.
But there is supernatural and there is divine to you.
I'm sorry?
There is supernatural and there is divine to you,
correct,
right? Yeah, you do believe that there is some sort of force greater than you. You just don't see it as a monotheistic god of the Judeo-Christian thing, right?
No, I don't. And see, one of the greatest strengths of paganism, in my belief, is the fact that really, there is no wrong way to be a pagan. I mean, everybody, basically finds
like
their
Buddhism.
Own way. And there's a lot of people who get together and they share their beliefs and they may agree on a lot of things. But
you don't do like hippie drumming stuff, do you? Sweat lodges and things.
A lot of people do. Like I said, it's different for a lot of different people. You know.
What do you do?
I'm sorry?
What kind of pagan stuff do you do? Do you have like weird sexual rituals
I
can get in on?
There are 8 high holy days. In the general pagan belief that fall around the solstices and the equinoxes and the halfway marks in between each, and basically I believe in I worship the ancient Celtic gods, and so I perform rituals and stuff like that on their behalf.
What kind of rituals?
Thor is what I want to find out. Thor.
What kind of rituals
really
do you
can't
do?
Hear you very well.
What kind of rituals do you do?
It's usually in some way we all get together and we call upon the gods to kind of witness and bless our gathering, and then we speak about different blessings and stuff like that we'd like. Like any other church service, you go into church and these are the things that you would hope for in your life that maybe the gods can help you find. And we gather together and we give our praise. And,
now, how is that different? Do you do any? Are there any sort of? Do you see any sort of practical results to this? What I'm getting at is there any witch stuff going on? Witchcraft stuff?
Well, I let me ask you this. I mean, I know you don't. You're not a churchgoer, but
I know.
Does any Christian go into church and expect any practical belief from going to church services or practical results?
I think that unless we see some sort of reaction to any religion, what I'm saying is, have you gotten any more evidence than the other churches?
No, oh no. I mean, I have no more evidence than anybody could ever possibly have to prove or disprove the existence of the spiritual divine. I mean, it's okay. Not about proving; it's about finding your own connection to the world and your own connection to your own inner spirituality.
Now, do you think that there really is something divine and supernatural, or do you just feel in your own life it's nice to pretend there is?
I mean, there is a difference, you know. I hope that there is, really, honestly. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
Yeah, but I can't hope that I'm going to be Bob Dylan and it never works.
Man created God or God created man? Couldn't say. But I know that there is something in my human soul that looks for this kind of connection.
Now, are you offended by being called witch or warlock?
I'm sorry?
Are you offended by being called witch or warlock?
No, I'm neither. I'm not a witch or a warlock. Really, I disagree with the use of the term witch. A lot of people like to be called witch, and I think that that word has too much of a connotation to it, and people should
Samantha
find a different
was
word
a
for
piece.
Themselves.
What about the word druid?
Druid, I use it because that's the organization that I'm with, and because my belief is Celtic-based. And so that's a easily identifiable term. But a lot of different organizations, like fraternal organizations, use the term druid. So it bears some definition when you say
Celtic, you keep saying Celtic. Does this mean you listen to like bad 70s rock and roll, like Cape Rock stuff? I mean, what I really care about with any religion is what music do you listen to? I mean, the Christians do have Bach on their side. You're not like going down your spiritual path with like Donovan by your side, are you?
No. When I say the Celtic ancient Celtic gods, I'm talking about ancient Gaul and ancient Ireland and Scotland.
Do these gods have names?
Their own pantheon.
These gods have names?
A lot of them actually have been subsumed into Christian belief as saints. Saint Luke is easily identified as the god Lu. Saint Bridget is the Celtic god Breed. There's the Dagda, which is the father god, the father figure. A lot of others, too numerous to name, really.
Okay, sure. So you're just lousy with gods. You're all maggoty with gods.
Wasty.
All over.
We got a god for every flavor.
And how long have you been a neo pagan druid?
I've been into pagan belief ever since I was a freshman in high school. I'm 26 now, so I guess that's
harder math than any of us can do. About 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. what kind of music do you listen to? I care about that a lot.
Oh, I love all kinds of music. I'm a big fan of the heavy rock and roll.
You don't love all kinds of music. You do not love 12-tone experimental German expressionist opera. You do not love Tibetan T-bell music. When people say they love all kinds of music, it makes me nuts. All kinds of music to most people is I like country and western, or I like heavy metal and classic rock and some alternative. You do not
you're
like
right,
what?
You're right. I forget who I'm talking to. I should be less loose with my words.
Okay.
I like a wide variety of music.
A wide variety within things played on the FM radio band between 90 and 100, right? Okay, well, thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot for calling.
Anytime.
Okay, thanks.
Boy,
what a pleasant... We're going to take a break in a moment. Okay. I just want to say what a pleasant pagan. He's kind of like Samantha Stevens pagan. But, you know, and that's that weird thing that religious people do that makes me crazy. He's really pleasant. He's really nice. Nothing he says is offensive. But then when you ask him, is there any evidence for what you believe, he just kind of goes, no.
I don't think evidence is important, I believe.
It doesn't mean a thing to them. See, this is the basic problem I have, is that I really believe evidence is important. And
yeah.
If you and the people that I argue with, I say to them, I say, do you have any evidence for your beliefs? And they say no. And I think the discussion is over.
Right.
And they think the discussion has just started. I have no evidence whatsoever, but I think my toaster is the Virgin Mary. What do you mean by that? Well, it's a part, I get in touch with myself spiritually that way by believing my toaster is the Virgin Mary. But you say, are you saying my toaster did have sex? No, I'm not saying your toaster, I'm just,
and it's, it gets so that, complex.
It's the angels dancing on the head of a pin. It's just, it makes me crazy. But a very pleasant pagan. We'll be back right after this with probably more pleasant neo-pagan druids on Free FM 866-313 Free. And how did Darren change from one guy to another? Q in New Jack City says if they club cattle, the steaks would already be tenderized. She also asked, is the Scientology emblem or flag on the list? I didn't see it. I looked through all the lists. So I guess if Tom were to die in battle, I guess there'd be an empty spot on his National Guard thing, too. I don't see the Scientology thing. There's a big thing in Rolling Stone. Have you read the new Rolling Stone thing on Scientology about their place in Clearwater? Florida,
no.
The headquarters.
No.
I haven't read it either, but you know, Scientology is very
litigious. Stop us from talking about it.
Of course not.
Let's boycott it.
Well, did you say that you were saying during the break? What was, I was only half listening to you. I was reading something.
Of course.
But you were talking about the Christians tried to get Wiccans out of the army?
Yeah, yeah. A bunch of 13 very conservative Christian groups started encouraging their members to not to enlist or re-enlist in the army until the Wiccans were not allowed to meet on government property. So
okay, so
they didn't want the Wiccans having the same rights that they had in the military
because they're against the way we had a Wiccan on the way. What we're talking about is there's a guy in Las Vegas, a National Guard guy who died, and he is a Wiccan. He was a Wiccan. His dog tag said Wiccan. And his wife is upset, and I think rightly so, because the sergeant, which is what her husband was, cannot get a Wiccan logo next to his name on the memorial. And we were going through the list of all the logos they do allow, and I was very taken. We found out that the atheist symbol is lithium. It's three. Yeah. The old-fashioned Adam look. Although the one that I saw at one of the atheist sites had, you know, alternate ones.
Yeah.
One of those round red circles like you would
right.
know. And then it was a lightning bolt going through it. So
yeah, nice.
No truth but the truth of reason or something.
Nice.
But nothing can stop the United Moravian Church. Nothing can beat them. They have the goat carrying the flag.
It's a sheep.
It's a sheep.
It's a sheep.
Looked into this, it's a
I
sheep.
I looked into it, it's a sheep.
And because our lamb...
Goats can't carry flags, so they had to use a sheep. So,
sure, of course. It's a little bit of a cheat. Our lamb has conquered.
Our lamb has conquered, right. And if it were a goat, it would be our kid has conquered, which is not nearly as definitive.
No, not nearly as... also, penradio@gmail.com is where we are. PENNRADIO at gmail.com. 866-313-3733. Do we have a Vegas Wiccan on the line?
We do. We have on line 13. We have Mike.
Line 13?
Line 13.
Line 13?
The Wiccan is calling
Wiccan?
Line 13.
Ooh.
Rugby
what are the chances
alive.
Of that? What are the chances of that? He's working his black magic already. Hey, what's his name?
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going? Actually, your call taker got that wrong. I'm actually an atheist empiricist, and the reason why I was calling is because I figured I speak the same language as you.
Uh-huh.
Being empiricism, and I've been married to a pagan for about 5 years, and a lot of my family are pagan, so I figured I could interpret, act as an interpreter for you since I speak.
Lay it on us, Daddy-O, we're all ears.
You are the Dick York of Vegas.
Yeah, basically the thing that I've realized about what you're talking about is that paganism is just a general belief in polytheism.
Uh-huh.
And it's all inclusive and doesn't really have any rules like that druid you were speaking to was
right.
talking about. Whereas Wiccanism and being a Wiccan actually has rules and foundations and set things that you have to go through and dogma just like any other organized religion.
Uh-huh.
And there's a schism between pagans and witches because the pagans view the witches the Wiccans as being just as bad as a Christian or a Jew or whoever else and their dogma, even though, you know, they're all... speaking of the OED is also the closest thing I have to a Bible. I heard you say that yesterday.
Oh, I love the OED.
And they believe in metaphysics. And if you look up metaphysics in the OED, the definition is something along the lines of not empirically verifiable.
Right.
Which, in layman's terms, is the name of your television program.
Right, exactly. Now, so, tell me this. I mean,
I just figured I could answer any questions about it.
You can answer questions about it. You sound like a really sensible guy because you agree with me on everything. And that's my definition of a sensible guy, as it is most people's definition. But here's the thing. You have a wife, presumably, that you love and who loves you, and you think that what she believes is poppycock, and yet you have a relationship going. Now, my wife and I agree on everything, and I think that's, I mean, everything important, you know, religion and politics and stuff like that. And I think that's a really important quality. What do you do when she's having her Wiccan shindigs? Are you allowed to roll your eyes in front of her? And how does she feel about having a husband who's not getting the glory of her religion?
They don't generally believe in the dogmatic glory of the religion. There's no real it's such a personal thing based on personal beliefs.
So this is like,
so
she's
really
collecting pet dispensers?
They're not condemned or anything like that. And they're very open. I mean, my father's a pagan, I guess, and he's a really logical guy. Aside from that,
but I mean, how do you feel about
how is Wiccan food? Is it good?
A lot of their tenets are really astounding to me because it's sometimes it seems as though they came up with the right answer without attending the class. What I mean by that is, a lot of it focuses on the cyclical nature of life and dualism, and when you study philosophy and physics and other things, you realize that the universe is very cyclical and dualistic, and so.
Well, how are you using dualistic here?
You know, for every two there is a fro. I mean, all that Newtonian stuff, basically.
Right. Well, that's yeah.
But it does spark a good debate. But you know, people who have an open mind and like to disagree, I actually agree. I heard a senator who's running in Pennsylvania say on the radio just recently that the Republican he's running against agrees with Bush 98% of the time. And what he said about that is that when two people agree with one another more than 90% of the time, one of them is unnecessary. And I agree with that completely. You know, I like to be contentious and didactic, and I like to teach people things and argue and debate. And if you agree with people, you can't do that. It's kind of
I most like to be proven wrong. I mean, there's nothing cooler than being proven wrong because then you've really learned something. I tend to lose interest if I'm always winning arguments. But I'm talking about on things like art and on things like philosophy, it is really interesting to disagree and learn. But on a basic idea of how the universe works, I mean, whether there is a supernatural or not, that is such a big difference that it doesn't seem like there's much joy in the disagreement. It doesn't sound like you're going to be able to change because of what she says. And I'm not interested in disagreeing unless there's a chance that my mind will be changed. And that's the part that bothers me. When arguing with religious people, it seems like the chances of there being movement. I mean, like I've argued with my friend Rob Pike about movies, and we've argued and argued and argued, and finally one of us has said, okay, you're right, it really is a good movie. There's some sort of movement you make, but on something as important as a worldview, it seems that's less likely to happen, and therefore less fun. Don't you find that?
Yeah, but you can, you know, it's a matter of picking your battles, and like I said, they're less dogmatic. They tend to be at least than mainstream religions, and when they say something about praising the moon or whatever, you can bring in interesting principles of physics, like the semantic point that the moon is falling because of the rules of rotation and velocity
also,
and all that, and they'll actually listen to it, and you can have a discussion and actually inform them on that, you know, and they can inform you about ancient history. Pagans are a great source of knowledge of ancient history. So I agree with you, and we'll never truly change a mind, but you can still learn.
No, I think you can change a mind. It's just you have to pick that. I mean, I'm always waiting. The only reason I still talk to religious people is I'm hoping that one of them can actually change my mind, because that would be a wonderful, beautiful life change, you know? And what you're talking about, you know, it's all that free FM stuff, is all that disagreeing and all that yelling about stuff and making fun of each other. But the only question we really care about is Samantha Stevens was amazingly hot on Bewitched. And the little witch on Sabrina was really a piece, too. Is your wife that level of sexy?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. So let her howl at the moon. What do you care? Bite a pillow, howl at the moon, what difference does it make, right?
Yeah.
So this is mostly a sexual thing that she talks about the moon. What do you care? Is that your point?
No, that's not necessarily my point, but it definitely helps you listen to all of it.
Okay, thanks a lot,
Mike.
Hey, Ted, before I go, I just got to tell you, thanks a lot for, I genuinely mean it. I'm starstruck. It's like I'm talking to Richard Dawkins or Hume or Locke. You helped me get rid of a lot of my gree-grees, man, and I'd love to, I go to the Philosophy Cafe, the Socrates Cafe at the Bellagio, 7 o'clock at Tuesday nights. I'd love to see you down there.
Where is it?
Socrates
It's a philosophical discussion group at the Bellagio.
Yeah, but it's you said 7 o'clock on what
Tuesdays.
Day? Tuesday's my day off. Okay, I bet right now my wife is writing that down. We'll show up one of these nights.
Awesome. Love to see you,
man.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. You know, I've been looking for that in Vegas. Like in New York, you know, like every night I would like go out, hang out with friends like a cafe.
Right, sure.
Talking about stuff like this, you know, all
night. Play bongos
and... play bongos and I'd recite my beat poetry. And, you know, a lot of us would do heroin, all the right stuff you're supposed to do in New York. And in Vegas, I haven't really found that. You know, I have really good friends in Vegas, but they're centered around music or things like
juggling.
That. Juggling, yeah. You know, it's not really centered around other stuff. And I wanted to find a place you could go and, you know, chat with stuff heavily. And Mike's a smart guy. There's an article today in the New York Times by our fellow aristocrat, Carrie Fisher.
Yes, there is.
Who's talking about Academy Awards and where you keep them.
Yeah.
And she's talking about how to be cool in displaying your Oscar.
Right.
Because if you put it up and pretend it's really, really important, then you look like a dick. And then you put it up somewhere else, like, you know, put it in your bathroom. Like, where's it in your bathroom?
I don't know. Somebody claims that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes it look
a little too flippant.
A little bit too flippant. Now, I won an Emmy a while ago, and I broke it. Hammering a nail into the wall. I thought it was heavy enough in the base, and I broke it right off.
Right.
But the coolest thing I saw, and Carrie Fisher doesn't mention this, but man, and whenever you come down to what's the exact right thing to do, the answer is always Bob Dylan. You know. And we went to see last time Bob Dylan played Vegas on a time that I could go see him, which means a Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Was right after, not right after, but like a year after he'd won the Academy Award for Best Song from Wonder Boys. And we're watching Bob, you know, we're at the Hard Rock, wherever we were, you know, and we're standing up, and Bob's playing, and he's just, like, just loving Bob. And, you know, the way Bob plays, you know, he's just, I call him Bob because I want to act like we used to date. Mr. Dylan, which is the only thing you should say. Mr. Dylan has the band set up. It's all about the band.
Right.
There's no, like, light show. There's nothing else. It's just him playing, and he's kind of looking funky, and the whole band's looking funky. And the lights are just whatever they happen to have on the stage.
Sure.
And then we notice about 20 minutes into the show, Jonesy, who's with me, kind of nudges me and points, and not lit, over to one side, he's plugged into like some sort of, I think it's a Fender twin reverb amp, you know, the standard amp you would have, like a 60s amp with the grill cloth and all that stuff, and on top of the amp, and the amp is not lit, and it's surrounded by like the bass player's amp and all this other stuff, just their usual back line is all there, and on top of the amplifier, this is Academy Award. And it's not lit, it's not in a box, it's not in a case, it's just the Oscars sitting there, which means he said to a road crew guy, you know, yeah, I always make sure that's on top of my amp. You know, it's just like, how cool can you get to just put it on top of your amp? Leave it to Bob to say it doesn't go in the bathroom, it doesn't go in the living room, I'm a working artist, it goes on my amp.
Travels with it.
He travels
He's
with
built
it.
A
so,
box
you know, you can be a Wiccan, you can worship Thor, you can worship Apollo, but right here, we're talking Bobby Dylan. Free FM, Penn Jillette. See you tomorrow.